Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Cool. Time to step into this week's game zone. Dave Greenway is on standby in for Alessandro Barbosa, who is living his best life in LA at E3. Some big announcements coming out of E3, the big gaming convention this year. What's happening, Greenway?
Dude, I can't believe Alessandro left me alone for this.
Hey, how could he? This is like his one time in the year to shine, and now he's probably on a plane or getting fat in LA.
And it's not the first time either. I swear he did this to me last year.
Dude, what a loser. Honestly, you know what? You don't have to stress, Greenway. Like, I bet you LA's just shit this time of year. He's all these pictures he's posting on Instagram saying, oh, it's so amazing. It's all bullshit, bro.
Bro, the amount of hamburgers that kid has eaten in the last week. You swear they don't feed him anything else.
Whatever. And you know, that whole thing about he met Steve Aoki and everything, he needs to chill out about that.
Bro, let's be honest. This year, there was no Kanye at E3.
What is E3 even without Kanye? Like, if there's no Kanye,
exactly.
What a joke. What a joke. Yeah. Anyway, some big announcements coming out of E3. Let's first head on over to the Microsoft camp and touch base with what's happening that side. What's up?
Okay, so obviously E3, biggest gaming expo of the entire year. Microsoft, one of the major manufacturers of gaming hardware, they had new gaming hardware out there. So the Xbox One, there's now an Xbox One S. So if you're an Apple person, you're already familiar with this kind of thing. You know, every other year they send out a new Xbox and it's got an S on the end of it. It's actually strange. We don't get this very often. They're now slimming it down, which is cool. So it's 40% smaller. There's no more giant power brick on it. It's a little bit faster, but it doesn't do much in the way of actually improving the games. The only thing you get out of it is 4K gaming and HDR if you're lucky enough to own a TV that was a high-end TV that was made in the last year. The really weird thing is that both Microsoft and Sony have confirmed that they're going to make more powerful consoles, and it's only like 4 years into the console cycle. So like the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360, they lasted for like 8 years before they were replaced. Microsoft and Sony have both confirmed that they're making faster consoles barely halfway through the lifespan of the hardware. So that's going to be called Project Scorpio if you're from the Microsoft camp. So that's going to be much faster than the current generation of Xbox One. It's also going to be more shiny and going to be able to play games, you know, in full 4K with the HDR, the same as the Xbox One S. That's going to change the dynamic a little bit. They are promising that all games will run on all of the Xboxes, whether it's Project Scorpio or the One S or the regular Xbox One. But I don't see how developers are going to stay away from making a faster Xbox and then not using it to make awesome games. So it's really weird. We're in a weird space at the moment. There was something cool, though. You can customize an Xbox One controller now, so you can get any color pretty much that you want. You can get customized buttons on it, the actual color of it, and then you can get your gamer tag like at the bottom so that you can be like super awesome and rock up there and like no one can steal your controller because it's got your name on it and stuff. Microsoft, of course, being Microsoft, they want you to game on PCs and on Xboxes. Yeah. So they've made something called Xbox Play Anywhere. So yeah. Gears of War and Forza Horizon 3 were the big games that they announced. And basically that means if you buy it on your Xbox or you buy it on your PC, you'll be able to play it on the other one for free. So you'll just be able to download it, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's better than most other people can do. And then the big news out of Xbox Live is that they've got three new features. The one's called Clubs. So you can basically find people who like similar stuff to you. Looking for group, which is an invitation system. So if you need like six people to play a multiplayer mission that like later tonight, you can create like a little wanted ad, sort of like a classified ad, and be like, I'm going to play this mission on hard tonight. I need five other people and guys can answer your ad and come and play.
Cool.
And then Arena, which I think is going to be really cool for people who dig FIFA and first person shooters like Call of Duty or Battlefield. And basically that's like a tournament structure. So like one versus one elimination kind of thing. And it leads up to a tournament. And then, you know, there's an ultimate winner at the end of that. I think that's going to be pretty cool.
That is pretty sick. There's some cool stuff coming out of the Microsoft camp. You can't say Microsoft without saying Sony in the next breath. And they've also got some cool news of their own on the hardware and software front.
Biggest deal for me out of Sony's press conference was that Crash Bandicoot is being remastered for the PS4.
Yay!
So we're going to get Crash 1, Crash 2, and Crash Warped, which was the third game. And they're all going to be made to look amazing for the PS4. They had to like sign a special deal with Activision to get the licenses to even redo that. There's also a new God of War. And then the cool thing from PlayStation is obviously their virtual reality stuff that they're busy doing. So PlayStation VR will launch in the US on October 13th. We don't have a local launch date yet, But we were really close to the original launch of the PS4, so we're hoping that the accessories will come here soon as well. And they showed off a lot of VR games. So Final Fantasy 15, Batman is going to get an Arkham VR game, so a very detective mode kind of thing. Star Wars Battlefront, they've got the X-Wing mission, so you can fly around in X-Wing and shoot down TIE fighters in this huge overhead battle that's happening in the middle of space. And then the cool one is that Resident Evil 7, which they announced, will be playable completely in VR. So you can either play the game regularly with the normal controller and no VR headset, or you can play it with PlayStation VR. The pricing for that, $400 if you have the PlayStation camera and PlayStation Move controllers, $500 if you don't have that. So quick calculation time, considering the Rand is complete rubbish, it's like $7,500 for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somewhat pricey. Oof. Yeah, it's hard to say. Don't worry, bro. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine.
It's terrible. Every time I look at the Rand dollar exchange rate, I realize why I buy less and less stuff. Like, gaming's just become, like, at R1,000 a game, you really have to be selective of what you buy these days. And it's actually a bit sad.
That everything we need to know out of Sony?
Yeah, so that's Sony pretty much done.
Cool.
Then obviously onto the guys that don't make hardware. So the game developers. We've got Ubisoft, they're French. We don't really know how you pronounce it. They've got a couple of interesting games. The cool one, if you're a Star Trek fan, they've got something called Star Trek Bridge Crew VR. And basically you and three other friends will get to be on the deck of a Starfleet ship. And you'll be able to take part in, it's called the Kobayashi Maru. If you don't know what that is, you're probably not a big Star Trek fan. Or you should just go watch, not the latest movie, but the one before. It's like this unbeatable test where there's like Klingon warbirds and they uncloak and shoot the living crap out of your ship. And you get to do that with three friends and see how well you do. So against everyone else. There's a new Ghost Recon game called Wildlands where you take down this massive drug cartel in like a South American country. It could be Colombia, something similar to that. But it's beautiful. Like they showed off a massive chunk of gameplay there, and you're flying overhead in helicopters or riding through with motorbikes, and you've got a four-man team, and it really, really looks pretty. Everything from the actual gameplay to the cutscenes, everything looked really good. Watch Dogs 2, so they announced a sequel to Watch Dogs. We're not getting a new Assassin's Creed this year. They're taking a break from the yearly release of Assassin's Creed, so this year's big RPG from them is going to be Watch Dogs. There's a new protagonist, so we get rid of Aiden, who was just complete crap. No one liked him. But we have an African-American protagonist, which is quite cool. I like to see when people branch out, and it's not just, you know, the straight white dude who's the lead character in every single game. We're going to San Fran as the new city. It looks to be more stealthy game than the last Watch Dogs. The last Watch Dogs, you pretty much could shoot everyone and kill everyone with grenade launches and stuff, which made it a bit easy. It looks a lot more stealthy. The hacking component, there's a lot more of that. And it looks like they're bringing in more drones. So there's flying drones, cool. There's little wheel buggy drones, and you get to do all that kind of stuff. And then the interesting game from Ubisoft is just called Steep. So if you spend a lot of time on YouTube, you've probably come across those guys that do extreme sports, you know, jumping off of cliffs or wingsuit diving or skydiving and things like that. And they're all sponsored by, you know, GoPro and all that kind of stuff. That's basically been turned into a game. And it's not really competitive, which is the cool thing. So you're out there trying to do the raddest stuff for yourself to be able to share with your friends. So no competition, no, like, you know, teabagging guys when you kill them with your super shotgun and stuff like that. I think Steep's going to be one of those games that, you know, the people that are really into the whole polyathlete thing where you're jumping off cliffs and scuba diving and doing all sorts of rad extreme sport, I think it could have a place. It's a very interesting one from Ubisoft, that's to say the least.
Wait, did you say teabagging?
Dude, it's a big thing in online gaming. So, like, if you shoot someone in the face, so most first person shooters will let your character crouch, and what happens is if you shoot someone and kill them, it happened in Halo a lot. There's like these little 14-year-old kids would shoot you in the face and then run their character over yours, and then like crouch and uncrouch and like crouch and uncrouch. And because the camera would zoom out and you'd see your dead corpse, you'd see this kid like standing over you, busy teabagging your face. It's a thing. It happens. Like, surprisingly often. You'd be surprised.
Okay. What's the latest coming out of Bethesda?
So, the two big things out of Bethesda. The first is Elder Scrolls Skyrim, which was only on the PS3, the Xbox, and the PC. They're remastering that and bringing it out for the current generation of consoles. So you're going to get an Xbox One version and a PlayStation 4 version. Elder Scrolls, like, Skyrim was one of the best games. It's like 100 hours of amazing content, beautiful landscapes, fantastic gameplay, great combat, great RPG. If you haven't played it already, if you didn't want to get it on one of the previous generation consoles because it wasn't nearly as pretty as the PC, maybe this is the time for you to buy it. I think it's a big money grab from Bethesda, but it's a really good one, so I'm actually quite happy at it. And the second thing is that they're bringing a new Quake out called Quake Champions, and it looks and feels and the gameplay is very, very similar to old school Quake, where you would run around and blow people up with guns and jump off of crazy ledges and do some awesome like 360 spin in the middle of the air and shoot someone out of the sky with a bazooka. So I'm really excited to play that. Quake was one of those first person shooter games that pretty much everyone in gaming, like if you're anywhere from like 25 probably onwards, you've played a Quake game and shot your friends in the face. It was that game that everyone sort of like stayed after work and like the network administrator at the office would, you know, like install Quake onto every computer in the entire office, and like 15 guys would just order pizza and beer and stay after work and smash each other in the face with rifles. So I'm really excited for Quake Champions. It looks like it's going to be a rad game. And I think Bethesda's really done a good job in bringing that sort of gaming back.
Very cool. And then let's wrap it up with the latest out of the EA camp, Landis Greenway.
Okay, so Electronic Arts, pretty much everyone will know them for their sports games. So obviously there's a new FIFA coming out this year, which they showed off. There's a new mode where you get to like take your character through and like build them up from a nobody into a superstar, and they've done a whole bunch of, I know that mode's already there for most of the FIFA players, there's no need to like shout at me and say that career mode already exists, but they've done a lot of work on career mode and it's apparently a hell of a lot better. But you know, if you're the kind of guy that's buying FIFA, then if you bought the last 10 FIFAs, you're gonna buy this FIFA. There's a new Madden NFL, there's going to be a new NBA game, NBA is actually made by 2K, but everything that EA makes, I promise you, they're going to make a version for this year, FIFA obviously being the biggest one. Titanfall 2, so Titanfall was one of the biggest launch games for the Xbox. The problem is we didn't get in South Africa because we don't have servers that were close enough to South Africa to make the multiplayer ping times acceptable to EA, so they didn't bring the game out here. That's changing. Titanfall 2 is no longer an Xbox exclusive. It's now all three platforms, so it's going to be Xbox, PC, and it's going to be PlayStation 4. And what they've done is they've contracted a whole bunch of people to get a whole bunch of servers so that there's going to be servers close enough to South Africa so that we'll get Titanfall 2. Whole bunch of new gameplay mechanics with a grappling hook. It's this really cool game, Titanfall. If you haven't seen it ever, you basically run around, shoot people in the face, and every now and then you get to call a giant robot down from space, and you jump inside the giant robot and fight with other people. So if someone didn't call down a giant robot, you get to smash them in the face with yours, and if someone did call down a giant robot, then you get into these huge robot fights. It's actually a really cool game. The other big one, Battlefield 1. So the two big first-person shooters of the year, obviously Call of Duty and Battlefield. Battlefield is going back in time, so we're going back to World War One. Everyone who's played that game has said it's amazing, so I cannot personally wait to see it. I'm really excited to actually, you know, we've been getting further and further into the future, and this year's Call of Duty is called Infinite Warfare, and it's in space, and you're shooting people. And I'm sort of getting tired of the future stuff. I'd like to go back to a simpler time where we didn't have super spacey weapons and drones and stuff, and I'd like to just be able to shoot someone in the face with a regular gun and use mustard gas.
Wowie, that's a packed statement, but...
yeah, but you know, that's why we do this in video games, because in real life, you're not allowed to do this.
No,
unless you live in America, apparently.
Ah!
You know, that's a can of worms. But anyway, and the last game, which I am most excited for, is going to be the latest installment in the Mass Effect series. So we've had three Mass Effect games in the past, which followed the story of Commander Shepard. If you haven't played those, it's available on everything. Just shut up and go buy it now. But the new one is called Mass Effect Andromeda. There's no release date on it yet, which is making me a bit sad. But they've showed off a whole bunch of new gameplay. So new universe, a lot of new alien races. There's a lot of the existing alien races are there with you. And it's basically saying, you know, what would the human race do if we had to... venture forth towards our nearest neighborhood in our nearest neighbor in the cosmic universe, which is the star system Andromeda, and we're going to jump in there and play some games and, you know, discover some new planets and some new alien races and shoot people in the face, because that's what we do when we get new aliens. So I'm really excited for that. Mass Effect's one of my favorite games ever.
Cool.
Basically, every decision you make in the game carries on. So if you decide to kill off a race of aliens, you know, later on you'll discover like some of the refugees and they'll hate you and try and kill you. It's one of those really cool games that BioWare, which was bought by EA, does. Love that game.
Wowee, a lot of stuff coming out of E3. I'm glad that you were on standby to give us the update there. Greenway, thanks so much.
Dude, it is only the tip of the iceberg. I can guarantee you that Alessandro is going to come back with so much more news from that show.
Power. All right, there you go. That's at Dave Greenway on Twitter. Greenway, have a swaggy weekend.
Dude, swaggy, 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 swaggy.
Yeah, there you go. Swaggy, swaggy up, swaggy, swaggy down, swaggy, 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 swaggy all around. Power, that there is your game zone. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.